Big Ten football, the University of Michigan against Michigan State, Spartan Stadium in East Lansing on October 8, 1966. The weather clear, sunny and warm, temperature 78 degrees, the wind southwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. There you see the Michigan State Spartans in their green and white uniforms. They will be kicking off. Dick Kenny, the barefooted kicker from Hawaii, puts the toe to it, and it's picked up on the 8-yard line by Carl Ward. And he brings it up to about the 25-yard line, a return of 17 yards, before he's hit down by Frank Waters of Hillsdale, Michigan, number 43. So Michigan has the ball first and 10 on its own 25-yard line. Detwater, number 48, goes in motion. Vidmer fades back to throw, looks for his great end, Jack Clancy. Hits him out here on the side for a pickup of about 15 yards. Drake Garrett makes the tackle for Michigan State. First and 10 now for Michigan up on the 40-yard line. Again, Detwater coming in motion here on this side. They hand it off to Big Dave Fisher, the fullback. He booms into the center of the line, gains about a yard before Charlie Thornhill and Bailey bring him down. Second and 9 on the 41. Vidmer looks for Jimmy Detwater, his halfback. The throw comes upfield a little bit behind him. Incomplete. Third down and 9 on the 41. There's the delay handoff to Fisher that time, and Pat Gallinaw, Bubba Smith, breakthrough for Michigan State to throw Fisher for a loss of 5 yards in the play. Fourth and 14, and Kemp goes back into punt formation for the University of Michigan. He punts 28 yards, but it hits number 60, Mitch Pruitt of Michigan State. Right there, it touches him. Michigan falls on it, and the Wolverines have possession of the football, first and 10, on the Michigan State 43-yard line, the first break for either team in this ball game. Michigan has Clancy, number 24, split out here wide to the right. Ward is the flanker. There's the handoff that time to Detweiler, and he is down by Bailey for no gain. Bailey, number 61, a sophomore from Dayton, Ohio. Second and 10. Detweiler, number 48, again goes in motion. Dick Vidmer, number 27, drops back to throw. Looks upfield here to Clancy, and it's over his head, incomplete. Third and 10, still on the Michigan State 43. Again, Detweiler coming in motion of this, the strong side. There's Vidmer going back, looks for Carl Ward this time, throws in front of him and a little bit low. Ward and Jesse Phillips meet there, but it's an incompleted pass, fourth and 10. So Kemp goes back in punt formation again for Michigan. Gets a good boot off this time, 43 yards, and lands on about the 10-yard line, skids down toward the end zone, makes the end zone. And so the Spartans of Michigan State will bring it out first and 10 on their own 20-yard line. Bob Apizo, one of the setbacks, number 45 from Hawaii, takes the handoff there from Jimmy Ray, cuts up right through the middle, gains 5 yards before Frank Nunley and Bass, number 15, bring him down from Michigan, second and 5. Jimmy Ray calls the play from a slot formation, hands the ball off to Clint Jones, the All-American from Cleveland, and Clint is cut down here by Frank Nunley for a loss of 3 yards, making it third and 8 for the Spartans, now from their own 22. Slot formation right, Jimmy Ray calls the play. Larry Smith is the quarterback, or the center for Michigan State. Ray goes back to pass, does a fine job of scrambling, can't find a receiver, decides to run with a football, and manages to pick up 8 yards around the right end, and it's fourth and 4 now on the 26-yard line. So Dick Kenny forced back into punt formation. The barefooted Hawaiian punts with the shoe on, however. Rick Volk will take it here for Michigan on the 28-yard line, a boot of 46 yards, and he gets about a 10-yard return before Tony Cotty, number 67, and Al Brenner, number 86, bring him down. So it's first and 10 for Michigan on their own 38-yard line. Vidmer looks for Clancy, a sideline pass again. Clancy has it. Drake Garrett brings him down, a gain of 10 yards and a first down. Michigan line is being outweighed here about 5 pounds per man offensively. Vidmer looks for Clancy again, hits him on the sideline, steps out of bounds on the 47-yard line, second and 5 in Spartan territory on the 47. This time a handoff to Jimmy Detweiler, the fine halfback. He hits the left side, gains about a yard before Bubba Smith brings him down, third and 4. Vidmer this time looks for Carl Ward, his halfback out here in the lower part of your screen, number 19. Ward bobbled the football. Incomplete. He's a senior from Cincinnati, and it brings about a 4th and 4. State scrambling for the ball, but the official had already ruled on the incompleted forward pass. So Kemp goes back into punt formation with a 4th and 4 in the 46, and he gets another tremendous boot. He averages over 40 yards over a Big Ten football season. And Kemp this time again reaches the end zone, a 46-yard kick. And once again, Michigan State takes over, 1st and 10 on its own 20-yard line. Jimmy Ray on a quarterback rollout this time, no intention to pass. Tony Cotty, number 67, Bob Apizo, 45, lead the interference. But Johnny Rouser brings him down after a gain of 3 yards. 2nd and 7 on the 23. Jimmy decides this time to send his All-American halfback Clint Jones on a slant play over the left side. and he is down by Dennis Morgan after a gain of a couple of yards. Third and five up on the 25. Here's a fine pass play. Jimmy Ray sprints back, throws out here to Al Brenner, a sophomore from Niles, Michigan. Brenner makes the a reception for a gain of 8 yards and a first down on the 33. This time, Ray, with no intention to pass, rolls out again. That's a piece of 45. Once again, Conti 67 out in front of him. But this time, Ray is only picking up 1 yard before Dennis Morgan, the fine linebacker of Michigan, brings him down. Second and nine. Here's Jimmy Ray again rolling out to the opposite side. These are not option pass plays. These are quarterback sweeps all the way. Picks up about 4 yards after being hit down by Nunley. So it's a third down and six. Jimmy this time takes to the air with a slot T formation right. Looks for his All-American end, Eugene Washington. There's the pass to Washington. Johnny Rouser hits him just at the time that the pass was taken, so it's broken up incomplete. Fourth down and five. Dick Kenny now goes back to kick, gets a tremendous punt off. We saw a tremendous punting exhibition in this ball game, a kick of 49 yards, and it rolls dead down on the University of Michigan 14-yard line. That's Al Brenner, number 86, along with number 67, Conti, back covering. So it's Michigan's ball, first and 10. Vidmer trying to pass out here to Sip, broken up by Jesse Phillips, a junior from Beaumont, Texas. Second down and 10. Detweiler goes in motion. Watch Jack Clancy again, top of the screen. He's the split end. The throw to Clancy, gathers it in on the 22-yard line, and he's wrestled down on about the 25 by Drake Garrett, a good 4 and 11-yard gain and a first down. Vidmer goes back to pass. George Chatless, number 82, comes in, hits him just as he throws, and the pass to Carl Ward is incomplete. Second and 10 on the 25. Vidmer sends a Detweiler in motion again from a full house tee backfield. Goes back, looks for Jack Clancy again, throws out here to his fine end, and it's incomplete. Jesse Phillips, number 38, was the primary man covering for Michigan State. Third down and 10. Vidmer goes back to pass. He halfway slips. Pat Gallinaw, number 55, puts the clinching tackle on him, a loss of 12 yards. And now it's fourth and 22 from the Michigan 13, so Kemp is forced to kick from his own end zone. Comes out here to Al Brenner of Michigan State, who had run a punt back 95 yards the previous week against Illinois, and he runs it back all the way this time, but a clipping penalty nullifies this great, there it is, right there, there's the clip. Brenner going all the way for a Michigan State touchdown, or what he thought was a Michigan State touchdown. Called back on the clipping penalty, and they'll bring that ball from the red flag that was thrown all the way back to the University of Michigan 47-yard line. So State puts the ball in play, first and 10. Reggie Cavender from Detroit Cathedral High School, number 25, is in at fullback now in place of Apisa. Reggie hits up over the right side for a couple of yards down by Dennis Morgan. Bob Apisa back in the ball game now. There's the pitch back from Jimmy Ray. Here's a good block from Clint Jones, number 26, pushing the Michigan man to the outside. And Bob Apisa rambles 15 yards before Morgan makes the tackle. A first and 10 down on the Michigan 30-yard line. Slot T formation left. That's Dwight Lee, number 34 in the slot. Jimmy Ray on the pitch back here once again to Clint Jones. He tries a left-end sweep, but he's thrown here for a 3-yard loss as he finds no running room. But Michigan is penalized 15 yards on the play. There's the flag going down for a personal foul called. And that will move the ball down to the 18-yard line. First and 10 for the Spartans. Here's Bob Apisa, the great Hawaiian fullback again, number 45, taking the pitch out from Jimmy Ray and just crashing his way down for a gain to the 7-yard line where Rich Volk downed him, a gain of 11 yards. Rich, the nephew of Bob Chappius, Michigan All-American in 47. First and goal now on the 7-yard line. There's the handoff to Clint Jones. Williamson gets him after a gain of a couple of yards. Second and goal now on the 5. Dwight Lee, number 34, goes in motion. He takes the handoff from Ray, slants off the right side, makes no gain as Porter, the NCAA wrestling champion, number 70, brings him down. Here's the touchdown coming up. Jimmy Ray on a quarterback sweep around the left side gets a good block right here from Dave Tecklin from Bay City, Michigan. And Jimmy Ray, a junior from Fayetteville, North Carolina, goes in for the touchdown, number 16. Seven plays, carried 47 yards with just 14 seconds remaining in the first period. And the Spartans of Michigan State led Michigan by a score of 6-0. Great crowd at Spartan Stadium on a beautiful afternoon for Big Ten football. Charlie Wiedemeyer, another young Hawaiian, is holding, and Dick Kenny, the barefooted kicker, boots it up straight through the uprights. It's a 7-0 game in favor of Michigan State. 14 seconds remaining in the first period of play. Dick Kenny now kicking off for Michigan State. He'll boot it deep to Carl Ward. He'll take it 5 yards deep in his end zone, decide to run it out, and Frank Waters will get him after a return of about 14 yards. There's Ward in the end zone, decided to run it out. There's Waters, number 43, with a fine tackle around the ankles, and that is the end of the first period. Since Michigan State joined the Big Ten in 1953, they have won 9 games, lost 3, and tied 2 against the University of Michigan. Teams change sides. 1st and 10 for the Wolverines, their own 14-yard line. Vidmer goes back to pass, looks for Clancy upfield. Long pass to Clancy. It's way over his head, incomplete. But State was penalized 15 yards for a personal foul. So Michigan has the ball now, 1st and 10 on its own 29-yard line. Here's the pitch out to Dave Fisher, the fullback from Kettering, Ohio. A squatty-type runner, but a very fast runner. He's hit hard by Jesse Phillips of Michigan State and Charlie Thornhill. Gain of 11, 1st and down for Michigan on the 40-yard line. Vidmer this time looks toward Royce Spencer, his end. He breaks away from 2 men in the backfield, breaks away for another, finally hits Spencer upfield, and it actually gains only a couple of yards before George Webster, the All-American linebacker from Anderson, South Carolina, number 90, makes the tackle. 2nd and 8 here for Michigan. Vidmer passing complete to Jack Clancy for a 1st down. Again, Jerry Jones, number 29, Drake Garrett, number 39, and Jimmy Summers, number 20, all in to make the tackle. 1st and 10 in State territory on the 46. Vidmer again looks for Clancy, throws downfield, this time thrown a little bit too hard, incomplete. 2nd and 10 on the 46. That's Ernie Sharp going in motion now. He's in the ball game. Vidmer tries to pitch back here. It's bobbled in that backfield by Dave Fisher. He still picks it up, manages to push forward and gain 3 yards down to the Michigan State 43-yard line. Vidmer looks for Jack Clancy again, number 24, right up the middle, and this time it's broken up at the very last instant, almost intercepted, and it's 4th down and 7, so Kemp goes back into punt formation again for Michigan, gets a 43-yard punt away, once again into the Michigan State end zone. Al Brenner, the safety man there for the Spartans, just watches it go in. They bring it out 1st and 10 on the 20. Clint Jones, number 26, the Spartan All-American senior halfback from Cleveland, Ohio, takes the wide pitch out now from Jimmy Ray, but the blocking just doesn't develop for him, and he is downed after 3 yards by Williamson of Michigan, 2nd down and 7. Watch Dwight Lee, number 34, the top setback. Jimmy Ray, long count, hands it off to Dwight Lee on a dive play into the center of the line, gets a couple of yards down by Michigan's defensive end, John Kramer. 3rd and 5 on the 25. Wing T right, that's Jones the wingman off on the right side. Jimmy Ray pitching back to Apiza this time, has trouble getting a good hold of the ball, tries to sweep the left side. Nunley gets him after a gain of 3 yards. Nunley, a high school fullback, has turned into one of the best linebackers in the country. Dick Kenny kicks to the Michigan 42. Michigan penalized here for running into the kicker, however, and Michigan State will get the ball back again, back on its own 43-yard line. Jimmy Ray goes back to pass, and he can't find a receiver. Kramer and Williamson have him in the backfield, a loss of 8 yards, 2nd and 18 now for the Spartans, running from their own 35-yard line. Here's a beautiful screen pass set up from Jimmy Ray to Clint Jones, number 26. Clint went off on the opposite side, takes the screen pass. The blocker's set up beautifully for him, and he heads for the sideline, but Michigan had fine pursuit, and Mike Bass, number 15, knocked Jones out of bounds on the far side of the field after a gain of 13 yards, 3rd and 5 on the 48-yard line. Gene Washington split out here to the right side. There's the pitch back here to Bob Apiza. Gets one good block there, then run into 2 hard Michigan tackles. Frank Nunley primarily a gain of 3 yards, about a foot short of a 1st down. So it's 4th and 1, and Jimmy Ray sneaks over for the inches needed. In fact, he got beyond what was needed for the 1st down, so it's a 1st and 10. For the Michigan State Spartans on the Michigan 47-yard line. Dwight Lee, number 34, will fumble this particular pitch out. Dave Porter will recover for Michigan. There's the ball. Lee leaves it behind, and Dave Porter, the Big Ten wrestling champion, the NCAA heavyweight wrestling champion, makes the recovery. Michigan has the ball on the Spartan 49. Vidmer goes back to throw, and Bubba Smith, the All-American 283-pounder from Beaumont, Texas, number 95, there makes the tackle, a loss of 6 yards, 2nd and 16. Vidmer now looks for Clancy. That's Ernie Sharp going in motion, number 17. Vidmer looks for Clancy, throws too low, incompleted forward pass. Michigan State rushing-wise, up to this ball game, it held its opponents to just a little bit over 1 yard per carry on the ground. Whoever hears Carl Ward going over right guard, picking up 12 yards before Jesse Phillips and Charlie Thornhill bring him down. Ward third in the 60-yard indoor dash in the Big Ten Track Championships a year ago. Very fleet-footed halfback. Kemp goes back to punt. Again, it reaches the end zone, a 43-yard boot. The Spartans take over again, first and 10 on their own 20. They decide to test the Michigan Wolverines up the middle, Bob Apiza, and he is hit by a couple of linemen and a linebacker, Williamson primarily, a gain of a yard, second down and 9. Full house backfield, unbalanced line right for the Spartans. Jimmy Ray hands it off to Clint Jones. That's Teklin, number 68. Apiza gets one good block on Mike Bass, number 15, but Jones still can't turn the corner. He's tackled by Rich Volk after a gain of 2, third down and 7. Jimmy Ray hands it off to Clint Jones on a delay this time. Beautiful tackle by Dennis Morgan again, the linebacker from Michigan, for a loss of a yard. So it's fourth down and 8 yards to go. Back on the 22, Kenny goes back close to his own end zone, boots it out, and this ball will roll dead on the Michigan 36-yard line, a kick of 42 yards. Next 2 years, these teams play in Ann Arbor. They'll be back in East Lansing in 1969. Michigan's ball, first and 10 on its 36-yard line. Here's Carl Ward taking the tackle, trying to break off that left tackle spot where he'd gained so much yardage before. Jerry Jones makes a tackle after a pickup of 5, second down, 5 yards to go. Here's Jim Detwater, their very fine junior halfback, injured most of last year, just unable to go here. Bailey from Dayton, Ohio, the sophomore, throws him for a yard loss. It's 3rd and 6. Vidmer passes here, intended for Spencer. It's incomplete. But Michigan State is guilty of a personal foul on the play. Right there it is, and the red flag goes down, and it's 1st and 10 for Michigan on the Spartan 45-yard line. There's a pitch back to Dave Fisher, and we get fine pursuit this time, and Nick Jordan, a tackle from Ashland, Kentucky, number 72, throws him down for a loss of 3 yards, 2nd and 13. Vidmer back to pass, looks for his great end, Jack Clancy again. Clancy makes the reception through two men, and George Webster and Jerry Jones finally bring him down along with Jesse Phillips, 17-yard gain. Wolverines are now down on the Spartan 31. Here's Carl Ward trying the left end for the University of Michigan. Fleet-footed, but he's hit very hard there by Jerry Jones and then pushed down, gets some help from Bailey, and makes 3 yards in the play, 2nd down, 7 yards to go. Detwater, number 48, goes in motion, unbalanced line left this time for Michigan. Vidmer goes back to throw. Looks, throws, it's an incompleted forward pass, but Michigan penalized 15 yards for illegal use of the hands, takes the ball all the way back to the 44-yard line, 2nd down, 23 yards to go. Ernie Shard, number 17, goes in motion again. Clancy is split out wide to the right. Vidmer throws, intended it for Spencer. It's dropped by Spencer on the 40-yard line, and it's an incompleted forward pass. 3rd down, 23. Vidmer this time looks for Jack Clancy from Detroit Redford St. Mary. Overthrows him, overthrows everybody in the sideline, incomplete. 4th down, 23 yards to go. Kemp gets a tremendous punt here, almost blocked, but it is out of bounds on the Michigan State 5-yard line. And so Michigan State puts the ball in play, 1st and 10, deep in its own territory on the 5-yard line. Jimmy Ray on a direct handoff to Bob Apiza, his fullback. Bob slides up through the middle for a gain of 4 yards. Nunley and Morgan made the tackle for Michigan, 2nd and 5. Jimmy Ray here will pass to Al Brenner, but watch Jimmy. He fakes the pass, then decides to throw, but he crosses the line of scrimmage before he completes the pass to Brenner. So State is penalized back to the 8-yard line. They also lost the down on it, so it's 3rd and 7 on the 8-yard line. Clint Jones is given the ball on a power sweep left. The blocking breaks down completely here. Michigan with great pursuit off cross to the far sideline, and Jones stopped for no gain. 4th down and 7 to go. So Dick Kenny now steps deep in his own end zone to do the punting. This one takes a very bad bounce for Michigan State, and the ball is killed up on the 26-yard line. Bad bounce, and Kenny lost most of the yardage that he had gained on the kick, and so Michigan gets a good break, takes over with just a couple of minutes to go in the first half. 1st and 10 on the Michigan State 26-yard line. Vidmer, with time running out on him in the half, throws a pass. It bounds up to Clancy, incomplete, 2nd down and 10. Vidmer again will throw for Clancy. Watch Bubba Smith, the great All-American, playing middle guard there, come through, hit Vidmer just as he throws the ball. It's incomplete, 3rd down and 10, still from the 26. Vidmer this time goes back, looks for Clancy. Clancy makes a fine move, goes outside, then cuts back in toward the center of the field. makes the reception, and drives all the way down to the Michigan State 7-yard line, a gain of 19 yards, first and goal on the 7. Time running out, as I said. Vidmer goes back to pass, looks for Clancy, but it's batted down by Bubba Smith at the line, second and goal on the 7. Michigan is penalized here for an illegal shift. You saw the flanker back off on the right side go before the snap of the ball, so it's now moved back to the 12-yard line, and it's a second down and goal once again. Jerry Jones, number 29 from Grand Ledge, Michigan, comes up with two great defensive plays here. That was the first one, but this is the great play. Vidmer throwing to Clancy. Jerry Jones, number 29, left ear screen, just barely gets a hand on that football, bats it away, an incomplete forward pass, brings up fourth down, and Rick Seeger comes into the ball game with 8 seconds to go, and he'll try a field goal, angle off on the right side of the upright. And there is the kick, and you'll see it. It hits the upright, bounds back, and it is not good. And Michigan State gets the ball back, first and 10 on its own 20-yard line, and they still have a 7-point lead in this ball game. Jimmy Ray, the last play of the first half, goes back, looks for the great All-American Gene Washington, the long pass downfield, and it is overthrown over everybody's head, incomplete. And the first half comes to a close with Michigan State leading Michigan by a score of 7-0. Beginning in the second half, DeRamo, kicking off for Michigan, had trouble with the wind knocking the ball over from the artificial tee, so finally they put it up so it is held. He kicks off to Frank Waters on the 1-yard line, and Frank, a young sophomore whose dad coaches the football team at Hillsdale College and who played for Michigan State back in the middle 40s, returns at 27 yards, down by Morgan. First and 10 on the Michigan State 28. Jimmy Ray, number 16, a rollout to the left, picks up 10 big yards here before Dave Porter, number 70, and Mike Bass, number 15, combine to bring him down. First and 10 for the Spartans, now on their own 38-yard line. Here's another quick opener. Bob Apiza, number 45, right up the middle this time, picks 11 yards up, drags a couple of tacklers with him. Williamson finally makes the stop. First and 10 now on the Spartan 49. Jimmy Ray, on the option, decides not to pitch back, decides to keep it himself. Clint Jones misses a block. Jimmy Ray picks up 6 yards, brought down by Johnny Rouser. Second and 5 on the 45. Ray rolls out to the right, looks for Al Brenner, his sophomore end from Niles, Michigan, and it is batted down, incomplete, broken up by Johnny Rouser from Detroit Eastern High School. Third down and 4. Here's a first down play by Michigan State. Jimmy Ray goes right up to the line of scrimmage, then pitches back to Bob Apiza on the option play, and Bob on the pitch out gains 10 yards. He was the leading ground gainer of the day, picking up total 140 yards. First and 10 down on the Michigan 35. Here's Jimmy Ray on a keeper, a great block at the line of scrimmage, another great block. Apiza leads. Ray decides to cut inside instead of following to the outside, and he's hit by Dennis Morgan after a gain of 1 yard. Second and 9 on the 34. Here's Jimmy Ray on a naked keeper this time, and he just heads for the sideline, runs out of bounds to stop the clock after a gain of 6 yards. Third down and 3, the ball is on the Michigan 28-yard line. Bob Apiza, number 45, gets the call, breaks into the open momentarily before Morgan and Williamson close the hole. Gain of 5, first down and 5. First and 10 on the 23, actually, as Jones sweeps the left end and gains 8 more yards for Michigan State using that great speed that he has. Stinzik makes the tackle for Michigan. Second and 2 now on the 15. Full house tee backfield for Michigan State. Again, the handoff to Clint Jones. It's Michigan State's famous power sweep left, and Jones still spinning around as he takes it down to the 10-yard line. First and 10 on the 10 for Michigan State. Jimmy Ray here with a full house backfield on balance line right, decides to go to the air once again. He looks for Gene Washington in the end zone in the corner, and it's too long and incomplete for Gene into the crowd. Incompleted pass, second and 10 on the 10. This play was completely wiped out as Michigan State was penalized to 15 yards for illegal use of the hands. And there you see the red flag being thrown. And so now the ball is placed all the way back to the 25-yard line, second and 25. Jimmy Ray, chased by Nunley, number 59, then Dave Porter, number 70, comes across the field. Finally, his momentum pushes Ray out of bounds, but Michigan was penalized half the distance to the goal for personal foul, so it puts the ball now on the 9-yard line, third down and 9. Bob Apiza takes it on the pitch out. Watch this pursuit by Michigan. As they had 3 men converging on Apiza, no gain, fourth down, 9 yards to go on the nine. State still leading 7-0. So Dick Kenny comes in to try a field goal. Be booting from the 16. It'll be a 26-yard field goal attempt into a very strong wind. And this one goes wide to the left. Not good. And Michigan takes over first and 10 on its own 20. Here's Didmer looking for Clancy, and they rule that he did not trap it, that he caught the ball up in the 25-yard line. A fine diving catch by Clancy. A gain of 5 yards, second and 5. Here's Carl Ward, the Michigan speedster, trying a dive over the right side down by Charlie Thornhill from Roanoke, Virginia, after a gain of 3 yards. Third and 2 on the 28. Michigan comes up with a first down play here on third down. They pass to Sipp, the tight end for the Wolverines. Jesse Phillips runs him out of bounds after a gain of 13, first and 10 on the Michigan 41. Widmer passes to Sipp. Nick Jordan put a real good rush on that time, and the pass is incomplete. Second down and 10 from the 41. Illegal use of the hands being called here against the University of Michigan. There's the red flag thrown. Illegal use of the hands up in the line, so Michigan is penalized back to the 26-yard line. Second and 25. Look at this effort by Ward. He is hit by George Webster up the middle. Continues to try to find running room. Tries to have his blockers set up for him. Looks for daylight, but is continuously being chased back toward the Michigan goal line. And finally, Jesse Phillips and George Chatless throw him down on the 2-yard line. A loss of 24 yards. Third down and 49 for Michigan. Kemp goes back to punt. He gets a 39-yard boot out to the Michigan 41-yard line, where the ball rolls out of bounds. First and 10, Michigan State, and the Michigan 41. Spartans still leading 7-0 midway here in the third period. Jimmy Ray hands off to Bob Apisa, number 45. He comes up the middle, a gain of 5 yards. Averaging here at midseason, just about 5.5 yards per carry. Second down and 5. There's Clint Jones, an inside handoff. Gained a couple of yards before Dave Porter from Lansing, Michigan, made the tackle. Third down and 3. Wing T left for Michigan State. Al Brenner, the split left end. Clint Jones, number 26, gets a good block from Mitch Pruitt from Benton Harbor, Michigan, number 60, and manages to push his way downfield for a gain of 4 yards, first and 10 on the Michigan 30-yard line. Again, wing T left this time. Unbalanced line right for Michigan State. Jimmy Ray hands it off this time to Bob Apisa, comes up the middle for a gain of 3 yards, brought down by Nunley. Second down and 7. Full house tee backfield now, unbalanced line left for the Spartans. Ray hands it off to Dwight Lee, tries a power sweep over the right side. Michigan just was not to be denied. Johnny Rouser hit him after a gain of 1 yard, third down and 6. Jimmy Ray, the understudy to All-American Steve Judae last year in his sophomore year, throws here to Al Brenner, overthrows him, incomplete. On the 26-yard line, it'll be fourth down and 6. Dick Kenny again tries a field goal against that strong wind. And once again, the wind simply picks up the football and carries it way off course, off to the left. Not good. And Michigan takes over again on its 20 in the waning minutes of the third period. Dick Widmer drops back to pass for Michigan. Looks for Clancy again on that famed sideline play. And Jimmy Summers forces him out of bounds after a gain of 4 yards, second and 6. Widmer goes back to pass, but Phil Hoig and Bailey come in, throw him back for an 11-yard loss back to the 12-yard line. It'll now be third down, 17 for Michigan as they break from the I formation this time. Widmer passes upfield. Charlie Thornhill almost intercepts the ball. He cut in front of Jack Clancy that time, but it's an incompleted forward pass, fourth and 17. Kemp punting to Al Brenner, catches it on the Michigan State 42, and State will be penalized here for a clipping penalty. And this run back of 11 yards nullified on the clipping penalty. There, the red flag thrown right there on the center of the play. And it's State's ball, first and 10, back on their own 38-yard line. Bob Apisa on a straight dive over the left side, gains 4 yards. Dave Porter to make the tackle for the U of M. Second down and 6 on the 42. Jimmy Ray here will fumble the ball just as he tries to pitch it out. He is hit. He fumbles the ball. Williamson recovers for Michigan on the Spartan 43-yard line. Michigan trailing by just 7 points, and it's their opportunity here to get back in the ballgame. First and 10 on the Spartan 43. Widmer goes back to pass. He is hit by Charlie Thornhill and Bailey as he throws, and the pass falls incomplete. Second and 10 on the 43. Here's the fake up the middle, a pitch out here to Carl Ward. Ward trying to get past George Webster, the All-American linebacker, number 90. He cannot do it, a yard loss on the play. Here's the final play of the third quarter, third and 11. Dick Vidmer looks for Sharp, number 17, who is going in motion. Watch the boy at the top of the screen. Sharp is in motion. There's the pass completed to him. And he is hit, but he gets away for a couple of extra yards, a gain of five. Jesse Phillips made the tackle. The crowd, 78,833 at Spartan Stadium, to see Michigan State ranked number one in the nation at the time that this game was played. Here's the first play of the fourth quarter. Kemp goes back to punt for Michigan, and he gets another fine boot off 39 yards, again reaching the Michigan State end zone, almost going out of bounds on about the 1 or 2 yard line. So the Spartans take over first and 10 on their 20, leading by the scant margin of 7-0. Here's Jimmy Ray on a quarterback rollout left, gets a couple of good blocks here, springs over the 25, up almost to the 30-yard line before he's bumped out of bounds by Nunley and Volk. Gain of 7 yards, second down and three. That's Rich Volk, number 49. Ball is now on the 27-yard line. Dwight Lee breaks up, a leading interference for Bob Apiza on a dive up the middle. Barry DeLynn makes a tackle, a gain of four, first and 10 for the Spartans on their own 31-yard line. Full house backfield, unbalanced line right. Dwight Lee takes the ball on the dive, this time over the left side. Nunley again makes the tackle, a gain of four, second down and six. Here's a great run here by Bob Apiza, takes the handoff from Jimmy Ray. Bob thinks he only has about one man to beat, but Rick Seeger comes up from behind him here and makes a tremendous tackle right there, knocking down Bob Apiza, a gain of 49 yards. Help from Mike Bass. The ball is on the Michigan 16-yard line, a first and 10. And Bob Apiza, who landed on the football that time and had the wind knocked out of him, greeted by the Michigan State trainer Gail Robinson, but Bob was okay. First and 10 on the 16-yard line. There's Dwight Lee, a junior from New Haven, Michigan, slanting off the left side. Barry DeLynn gets him after a gain of about 2 yards, second and 8 on the 14. Full house backfield now. Jimmy Ray turns around, puts the ball in the arms of Clint Jones, the All-American from Cleveland, Ohio, and Clint gets a good sprint down to the 8-yard line, a first down, first and goal from about the 6-yard line as they officially spot the ball. Here's Bob Apiza, number 45, going in for the touchdown. Not a man lays a hand on him as he goes into the end zone, standing up for the touchdown. Seven plays, went 80 yards at 2 minutes 53 seconds into the fourth period, and the Spartans led Michigan by a score of 13-0. Here you'll see something here on the extra point kick. The holder will fumble the pass from center, and Dick Kenny will try an old-fashioned drop kick, which was about his only choice here. Wiedemeyer, the ball pops out of his hands. A quick-thinking Dick Kenny tries the drop kick, and it just misses off to the right side by a couple of feet. The Spartans still lead the ball game with the same score, 13-0.